1982, and I screamed, "Yay! I found it! I can never be poor." March 22nd, 1982. It's about what you do with what you hear. Zerushka Bale Takanu. It may look so simple. I heard about corporate tithing September 4, 1987. That brought this church under an open heaven forever. This is a tithing church, and I can tell you where we began from, sir. Where we began from is nothing compared to where the grace of obedience has brought us. Through the mystery of corporate tithing taught me by Jesus. I was in Sheraton Hotel. I came here to minister for Four Square Church convention or something. God visited me that morning and said the tithe that Abraham paid was not personal tithe. It was the tithe of his company. 318 people that went to war. And he paid the tithe of all. He said so. The same way I opened the heaven over individuals' lives, so I opened heaven over organizations, institutions, including churches. What? Never read it in any book in my life. Never had any teaching in my life. So our church plugged into it. This is one of the wealthiest church organizations in the world today. Amen. Amen. Where finance is of no concern. We have never prayed in this church, and you are here, that, oh God, we are building faith tabernacle. Arise in your tabernacle. Glory to God. Now, the greatest event in your life will be without stress. By your quality, cheerful, laughing, dancing obedience. Amen. You are not stressed. You are just in it. You are not stressed. You are just in it. Glory to God. A wealthy man is not someone that has so huge thing in his account, but who can command anything at any time. That's a wealthy man. Not somebody who has some things tied to figures. Somebody who has God, the unlimited God.
Yes, sir.
Pouring out on him his blessings in response to his obedience. Your case is settled. Somebody said that anytime he had me teach about corporate tithing, he get grieved. And his brain was dying and dying. One day he said, I better listen to what this man is saying. So, life came back. Life came back. For whose benefit? God will never need you and me to do anything. So you better come down from your pride. Can you ever tell your three-year-old boy your needs and say, I want you to please give me your support? He said, of what? I need 22 million, eh? 22 million of what? Is it of chin-chin? No, it's not. And now imagine the distance of God to you and me. He won't come down and ask you for help. God will never ask help of a man. So keep your small one naira in your pocket. The Lord told me in 1987, I was going to full gospel meeting. He said, tell them that I, the Almighty, will never depart upon their wretched purposes, but their wretched purposes depend on me for replenishing. And I gave it to them straight. I said, God told me as I was coming that he will never depend upon your wretched purposes, but your wretched purposes depend on him for replenishing. Amen. Because somebody might think he's a sponsor of his church. That pride is the thing tormenting your life. You are not. You can't sponsor God. If a tailor is falling, can you support it from falling? Don't try it. Now, in the name of Jesus, your portion of this prophetic season shall not be lost to carelessness. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated, please. Now, Jesus unveiled the mystery of feet washing by himself. from John 13 and verse 4 to 12.